documentation, coding, and billing training for rural and community health. Many clinical providers, facility managers, coders, and billers who have done great revenue cycle work in traditional doctor's offices find coding and billing for HHS-certified rural health centers, RHCs, and community health centers, also known as federally qualified health centers, or FQHCs, to be confusing and very different from what they are used to. For example, Medicare most often pays RHCs and FQHCs a predefined set daily rate for most approved procedures or services, rather than fee-for-service, FFS, for each CTP-HCP-CS2 code. This clearly requires a customized approach to training and education, since it is so different from traditional medical offices. It should be noted that RHC and community health services are still Part B Medicare professional service, and in an RHC, their per diem rate is known as the all-inclusive rate, AIR, and in a community health center, their per diem rate is known as the prospective payment system, PPS rate, but both are actually billed on a CMS 1450 form that is usually associated with facility claims with Medicare Part A. Sound confusing? Many hospital systems, private healthcare companies, nonprofits, and skilled nursing facility companies that are purchasing or establishing certified rural health centers and/or community health centers in rural and urban health professional shortage areas with little knowledge about the highly specialized methods for getting paid from Medicare, Medicaid, and commercial insurers offering plans in their area. For example, for a valid Medicare RHC encounter, the patient's coinsurance is usually, but not always, based on 20% of the facility's charges rather than 20% of the allowed amount. This can cause management, staff, and patients to get confused, as well as force changes to processes and changes to adjust IT and EHR programs to meet their unique billing rules. As another example of the unique training needs in RHC-FQHC, these owners must engage in a very unique process known as split billing for most diagnostic services performed on-site, such as EKGs, ultrasounds, X-rays. The professional portion of the service must go on a CMS 1450 form and gets paid under the AIR PPS systems, and the technical component goes out on a CMS 1500 form, being paid via FFS. That's right, no unified global billing for technical and professional components for most diagnostic tests to Medicare on one claim form. They must be split. Surprisingly enough, it has only been a few years since these facilities even had to identify all services provided with all of the valid CPT-HCPCS2 on their claim forms. It is not an exaggeration that, for many years, an RHC-FQHC needed to basically only identify a single service with one CPT-HCPCS2 code to likely get the full per diem rate. Depending on the place of service, it took from around 2015 to 2016 for Medicare to fully update the billing rules and to implement a requirement to perform detailed HCPCS coding that required RHCs, FQHCs, to list all of the services provided on claim forms when billing Medicare. Believe it or not, that is a relatively new requirement. Even the traditional version of the Surgical Global Package doesn't apply to RHCs, FQHCs for Medicare patients receiving on-site minor procedures. Therefore, modifier usage drastically changes for Medicare billing from what is normal. Needless to say, the proper reporting of services in an RHC-FQHC requires very tailored and unique education dedicated to interpreting often confusing and complex rules regarding to billing a state or federal government for payment that usually differ from how traditional medical facilities are familiar with. Clearly, Medicare billing, Medicaid billing, Medicare Advantage billing, and billing for commercial insurance will have different rules that must be understood in an RHC-FQHC. This is where we step in at the Association for Rural and Community Health Professional Coding, based out of Metro Atlanta. We offer education and certification for rural and community health facilities and the nation's only certification in this area via in-person and online self-paid video learning to become certified as a rural or community health coding and billing specialist, RH, or CHCBS. We sincerely look forward to our second year teaching a pre-conference track dedicated to these rules at the invitation of our good friends at NAMIS at their annual conference in November. We fully support NAMIS's efforts to embolden medical providers with the highest level of relevant education for clinical providers, facility management, and coders, billers, and appreciate the chance to reach our unique subset of medical providers. If you are in an RHC or FQHC, or plan on purchasing one soon, we look forward to seeing you at our dynamic pre-conference track. Our goal at the Association for Rural and Community Health Professional Coding is to help ensure that our members and attendees capture, document 100% of what is done in a visit and is fully available in the medical record. Capture 100% of the data is extracted using the codes that describe what was done, CPT, HCP, CS2, and why, ICD, 10CM, whether they are billable or not. Generate 100% of allowable revenue by the facility while making sure that extra payments were not received in error. As a final example, and believe me, there are many more, of the unique world of reporting RHC FQHC services to Medicare, unless you are meeting some very specific exceptions, even if you have a Medicare Part B patient seeing multiple providers of different specialties who are each tracking different diseases or conditions and are each documenting their own M&E service. Only one AIR PPS rate in total should be expected for payment per day. How do you split this up and give credit for the service if you are paying your providers on a production-based compensation system? Did I mention there are exceptions to this rule? See you in Clearwater.